Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of Titus chapter 3, Dr. Bloom was reading and explaining Revelation chapter 13, verses 7 and 8 to us. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Verse 7 says, and it was given to him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power is given to him over all kindreds and tongues of the earth. Now, Satan gives him all of this. And you remember at on the mount, when Jesus was tempted of the devil, he said, all these kingdoms will I give unto thee, if thou wilt bow down and worship me, for they are mine to give. And he was right, they were his to give, because Adam, whose it was, lost it when he sinned in the garden. So, because he was able to bring Adam and Eve down, he was next able to get this thing. And so he has that, tried to offer it to Christ. Christ told him, no. Worship the Lord your God only. He used the word of God to tell him, no, we're not doing that. He acted on the word of God. You see, that's faith, acting on the word of God. And so, verse 8 of Revelation 13, and they that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I have a belief that the names of every person born into this world, their name is written in the book of life. But I believe that their name gets blotted out when they have totally rejected God, or they die without Christ. And I think the names, and this is an example of that. It says, if any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. So understand, the Bible tells us in Psalms 145:17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. So that's what the Bible says, and anything takes us more to the flesh, you know, if any man, you know, have the world says he loves God, but he's worldly, he's lying. Okay? For God said, love not the world, in 1 John 2:15, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. Now, the world is talking about the world system directed by Satan. It's not talking about the souls of lost men or saved men at that point. It's talking about the world system under Satan's rule. He is called the God of this world, by the way. But that God is not in the capital sense, okay? It's in a small g, okay, not a capital G. All right, so here he is, Satan, is the God of this world. He deceives so many people, and they follow him. But he has a place that's reserved for him in the sides of the pit that'll be there forever and ever. And ever. Now, I've gone into a lot of detail because I want you to see that the whole world lies in wickedness, and the whole world needs a witness, and they need God's people witnessing these truths to them. They needed to hear it from us before it is eternally too late. Say, well, we have church. We invite them to church, but, man, they just don't come. Look, Daniel said, they that turn men to righteousness, and by the way, those are the words Daniel wrote, the Holy Spirit gave the words, they that turn men to righteousness in Daniel 12:3 shall shine as the stars forever. Shine has the idea of great glory. They'll have great glory in heaven. They'll be highly honored, in other words, that turn many to righteousness. Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of pastors taught, it'll be dependent on how many souls get saved. You just had a few saved, then, oh, what a failure you are. No. Turning many to righteousness, Christ is our righteousness. So when we're trying to lead a soul to Christ, we're turning them to the righteousness of Christ, saying, they're sinners. They need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is that Savior. So we give them the gospel. However, some people don't ever give a tract, let alone a personal witness. They're going to be ashamed at his appearing. They're going to see, as Ezekiel chapter 33 points out, the blood of a lost person whom they perhaps knew that they worked with, or in some other venue. But they were afraid to witness to them. They would not say a word, and they're going to see their blood dripping from their hand at the great white throne of God, where he casts those people to the lake of fire, with those people looking at you and asking, why did you not share with me the gospel of Christ? I could have been saved from this. So, they need a gospel witness. They really do. Before eternally, they are in hell, for it's eternally too late. In our text, in verses 1 through 3, these people got saved. They got saved from some things that they were doing that were wrong, that were evil. But understand, what we're seeing here, though, that when we're being revealed, these people of their sins are just like 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 through 11, those sins. When those things are being revealed, and you say, man, here's a whole church has homosexuals, they had perverts, they had harlots, they had drunkards, they had all kinds of things that you can think of in it, but they got saved. They've gotten saved. They were, and he says, such were some of you. They were cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, made righteous by him. God worked in their heart. He even sanctified them, set them apart for sacred use. And you look at some of the people, I mean, Rahab was a harlot, and yet she became a good witness, evidently, and used of God to bring Messiah's line to be that line through which Jesus would come. Look, just look at it. I mean, there is the woman in John who we call the woman at the well. She'd had five husbands. The man she was living with was not her husband. So everybody knows what kind of woman she is. But she gets saved. She goes back to town and tells a whole bunch of people about it and brings them out there to hear Jesus. You see, lead people to Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you brought an unsaved person to your church with you, that's good. Get them to come. If you need to say, hey, look, I'll take you out to eat afterwards. I'll take you over to the house. We'll feed you well. Whatever it is. And they come with you. Make sure you're standing by them at invitation time. When that preacher preaches the gospel and gives an invitation, just lean over and say, hey, if you have a spiritual need, I will walk down there with you. Yeah, promise them, you will walk down with them. They're your friend. They came with you. And you'll walk down with them if they have a spiritual need. And they may go down there and then they can get saved down there. Or they may have been backslidden. And they get some things right with God. You see, the mercy that saved us is of the God who so loved the world. Our salvation is 100% by his great mercy, not anything we deserve, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. But nonetheless, that is a mercy was born out of his love, a great love, in his person. So, with all this that we've covered, think on Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, where it says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord." Now, there are a lot of people who think that they misinterpret the word repent and to do penance. You can't do penance to get saved, to get forgiveness. You don't do penance to get forgiveness. That is a false, Satan-inspired doctrine. To fool people that they might not receive Christ as Lord and Savior. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Okay. The idea of conversion is giving yourself to, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now, I just want you to think on that for a moment. Because we will also read in Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, in the times of this ignorance, and that's when they were all worshiping these false idols that they had made. They made an idol unto the unknown God there. And he says, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Again, not do penance, to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, that is, others by the one being identified here, which is Christ, by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. Now, one of the things that I always use in talking to about repentance is just as a, like I use it so repeatedly that most people that have listened to me for a while can do the same thing, but I think it shows it. Here's a young man, maybe he's dated about four or five different young ladies. Good ladies. I'm not trying to make them evil. I'm just saying maybe they're good ladies. And here's the young lady. She's dated about 20 good guys, okay? And that's usually the way it is. I mean, my wife's a very beautiful lady, and I knew more guys wanted to go out with her than girls wanted to go out with me, okay? And so, you know, you had that person. As a matter of fact, my wife was very serious about a boy back home. We met in college at a Christian college, and we met there, and the boy was at home. Christian. I dated a girl throughout high school. We had talked of marriage. She was a Christian. So, we'd thought about getting married now. We'd even talked about when.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will